Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:17. Good morning. Here we go. We go yellow, Columbia County. I guess it's happening today. I'm looking at this very lengthy press release from the Columbia County Commissioners who voted to go yellow. And it happens this morning. So no matter what the governor says, they're going. So good luck with that. And I hope it's safe. I hope it works out. I hope it works out for you. Here's something I've always thought. Being from the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, that's where I grew up, Southside Wilkes-Barre. I always thought that Bloomsburg associated themselves with Wilkes-Barre. They never go south. They always wanted to be part, you know, of the big city. Well, now you are, okay? Now you're associated with Luzerne County, okay? That's why you're not yellow. But now they want to be their own little town. And it's okay. Now, I'm not talking about the people. I just mean the overall business thinking, right? You go into a car dealer or whatever in Bloomsburg, and they talk about Wilkes-Barre. You know, it's just like, whoa. Okay, maybe. Okay, whatever. You know, that kind of thing. I'm just torn here. I hope the people of Bloomsburg are safe. This is what I'm worried about. There's a reason why certain counties were allowed to go yellow. And that's because they're truly rural areas. Okay? The RRs, the RDs, as we used to call them. You know? But as you get into an area where you get closer to metropolitan PA, you know, that's where you got to be careful. So I always thought that Columbia County associated themselves with the city. And now all of a sudden they don't want to because they want to be like the smaller boroughs. So fingers crossed for you guys. It's a bold move doing what you're doing. I hope it works out. There are people on both sides of this argument. I agree. I mean, even when it comes to coronavirus, there are people there. I can't believe there are still people out there saying, you know what, this whole thing's a conspiracy is what it is. I mean, I was reading a story earlier this morning that a guy in Florida, of course it's Florida, right? He was totally skeptic about the whole virus until he got it, until he and his wife got it. He still didn't believe it was real until he got the coronavirus and his wife still has it and she's on a ventilator for several weeks now. Now he's kind of changed his mind.
I thought it was maybe the government was trying something that kind of like they threw it out there to kind of distract us. I thought that it looked like just a hysteria. This is a real virus that you've got to take serious.
Yeah.
And my wife's on the ventilator. She's been like that for 3 weeks. It's tough. It's sad.
Yeah, it's real. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News, sports, and a beautiful AccuWeather forecast coming up next. We do late night sound bites, what we call them at least. Pieces of late night TV that's usually on the comical side. You know, our late night television hosts on every network have done a great job from the privacy of their own homes. And they've pulled some great surprises. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel did another Zoom meeting surprise, he calls it. And what he did was on Zoom, he got a hold of a nurse named Samantha. She just went by just a first name, Samantha. And she's like an Adam Levine freak. So what he did last night was on a Zoom meeting, brought in Adam Levine.
I want to introduce you to someone right now. Say hello to Adam Levine, who I understand you enjoy. Adam, yes. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm really, really good. You're amazing, good. By the way. We love you.
Samantha, are there any fantasies you'd like to share with Adam? Anything that, now that you have this intimate chat situation?
Hit me.
No, oh my gosh. I miss you on The Voice. Thank you very much. Watching you and Blake Shelton.
Yeah, I miss him on The Voice too, Samantha. Anyway, what a cool segment. And on top of that, they donated $10,000 to the hospital where she works on the front line. That's good stuff. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 6:45. Good morning.
When you don't have any other lyrics in the song, just throw in la 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 la. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. There it is. Hey, earlier this morning we were talking about people, stupid people, and you know, I'm sorry, but it's just people that are pushing this too quickly, going yellow and all that. It just worries me a little bit. Like, how about cruise ships? Like, how could this industry, like, just say, hey, it's time to go take a cruise again. Let's pack thousands of people on a boat and hope they don't get sick. I mean, if you're going to do that, why don't you just own it? You know what I mean? And just own it and, you know, sell the cruises for like $20 a piece. And then you have to sign a waiver that, you know, if you die, you can't sue us or something. Why don't they come up with a new kind of cruise line?
At Cruises International, we realize you may be one of the many protesters that doesn't want to wear a mask and be cooped up at
home.
Yeah,
those stupid people.
You want to go out, live life, and party. Well,
sure.
We're ready to set sail with you. Climb aboard as you cruise with others just like you who throw scientific caution to the wind.
Right.
Dance with us in the Corona Congo Line.
Ooh.
Sign up for the Cough Cough Karaoke Contest.
Nice.
Where everyone sings into the same microphone.
Of course.
And stuff yourself at the buffet. Mm. Shovel that food on your plate.
Yeah.
Lick your fingers as you continue handling all the serving spoons and tongs.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No one uses the tongs.
No, they just
were never
it.
Taught third grade manners.
Here's the best part. Some cruises starting at $25. Imagine the quality of people just like you, ready to congregate in small bars, pools, and theaters.
Yeah.
Why not have fun? There are no politics on board and only one doctor.
Good.
So come on. Prove your point. Climb aboard the experiment to prove them all wrong today with Cruises International.
Yay.
Choose from 7 or 10 day cruises. Cruise ship may not be permitted to dock at destination or return to the U.S. Don't forget to sign the waiver. Don't blame us.
Have fun, people. Summer's coming. 94 KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It means nothing if I can't have a dose of Laura. That's all I'm saying.
That's so sweet to say on a Friday.
And there she is, live from her house where she just ran from a skunk.
That's a true life story right
Tell
there.
A story because it's hilarious, all right?
Okay.
Sometimes you go out in the morning and you walk the dog and it's no big deal. Other times...
Well, we have already walked once this morning, and right before I needed to jump on here, Murphy was whining at the back door. I was like, oh, you have to potty one more time.
You think?
Let's go out in the backyard. So we're, you know, walking around, and there are some woods and bushes to the left of my house, and I, like, hear rustling, assume a squirrel, look left. See a skunk.
Assume a squirrel. That was your first mistake.
Yes.
It could have been a badger.
Or a bunny.
Could have been a coyote, a badger, a mountain lion. Anything, you know? But the skunk scares people more than the mountain lion sometimes.
Yes, the mountain lion, I feel like if I left him or her alone, they would leave me alone, go about their business. I would be too difficult of like a piece of prey to take down. The skunk, however...
Yeah.
I don't think I have ever moved that fast in my entire life.
How about Murphy, the morning show dog? He moved pretty quick, too, or he was interested in the skunk?
I was yanking him.
Here it is.
To be fully honest, I don't think he had the opportunity to realize what that was and get curious about it.
Oh.
His predecessor, Dexter, was sprayed by a skunk, and it was the most horrific experience of my life.
If your dog gets sprayed, it's one thing. If you have a long-haired dog, it's another thing.
Oh, God. You know?
Yes.
Oh, and
yes.
Then he came in the house and he like rubbed against the curtains. We had to throw everything away. Like it was awful.
Yep. Every dog I had was short hair and they're like proud of it when they come in the house. Hey, smell me.
It's like, right.
You know, if you got a lab, I always had black labs. And they just come in the house and you're right. The curtains or maybe that overstuffed couch, like just rub against it there. You know, how about me, bud?
Yep, rub against it.
So you got back in the house unscathed.
Unscathed, but I closed all the windows and doors because now I have like, there's the scent of Pepe Le Pew in the air. It's not on us. I've like literally, I stuck my face in both dogs. I was like, did you get sprayed? Did you get sprayed? But they didn't. He didn't spray us, but I feel like he moseyed on and maybe got a little nervous and sprayed something else.
Sprayed the bushes or the lawn, you know? Yeah. So,
as a warning.
As a warning, I will be back. News is coming up next.
What was he doing out in daylight?
There you go.
Seriously.
I don't know.
Sometimes the animals just like are feeling good. The weekend's here, you know?
I guess he's ready for Flashback Friday.
There it is. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Flashback Friday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning with an additional skunk. 94KX on a Flashback Friday.
They have really, really good factories here in Allentown. Really, really, really good factories.
Thomas.
It's not like Scranton. Hillary is from Scranton. This is Allentown. They are not closing the factories down. That's Obamagate.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I got it out of my system. There you have it.
Okay.
It is 7:14.
Wonderful. Good for you. Yeah. Normally don't comment like that.
7:15 on a Flashback Friday. Are you ready for a quarantine flashback?
Of course I am.
Let's do Offspring. You gotta keep it sanitary.
You gotta keep it sanitary.
Waiting is my passion. Since Corona disease.
Yeah.
Scrubbing bubbles, taking care of the bathroom. And I never mix them on you with bleach. I get up every morning and I'm on the floors.
This album was great.
Yes, it was.
Your filthy, nasty hands are gonna make people sick. You better wash them up.
Hey!
What? You gotta keep it sanitary.
Yeah. Grab a mop and make it clean.
Sanitary.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, scrub till it shines. My entire house should have the fresh set of my eye. Hey, hey,
hey. Yeah. Gotta keep it sanitary.
The fresh scent of pine.
That was the best effort of the week. The quarantunes, ladies and gentlemen. Only here with Tom and Laura in the morning.
So good.
Yeah. The two of us were reading an article earlier today about what band wouldn't you want to fight by name? And that's just hilarious. And that sounds like a Flashback Friday kind of thing we could do on social media. Now, the first thing I thought of was the police. Right? You don't want to fight the police.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's a bad thing. But there's also other names I know the listeners could come up with, even if they do it like local. All right, so think about it.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to ask Central PA.
Yes, so let's social media this thing, because I think it could take off. You know, like, you have your obvious, like I said, the police. Would you like to fight 10,000 maniacs? No, you're probably going to get beat.
Do you know who I would fight, though?
Who's that?
I would fight Alice in Chains, because she couldn't fight back.
See?
She's in chains.
There it is. That's brilliant. Okay. So Central PA, see what you can come up with. I'd like to keep it local and say, I would never get in a bar fight with the bad Lees.
Well, yeah, because they're Lees that are bad.
They're bad Lees. Yeah. So Laura's going to set it up, and we will check on it from time to time on a Flashback Friday. Plus, your requests are always welcome, right, Laura?
Absolutely. The Ford Fun Line is always open, 1-800-326-94KX, or you can text us 49330 or message on the 94KX Facebook page. Flashback Friday, all requests. We love them.
There you go. They were called the Buggles, and that song came out as MTV launched, and they said video would kill radio. How'd that work out?
It didn't. Radio's still here, still kicking.
There you go. And late night TV is still alive as well from the privacy of their homes.
Disney is expected to ask visitors to wear masks when they visit their parks. Yeah, they're also asking visitors, maybe for now, stay away from Sneezy.
Authorities in Alabama are looking for thieves that recently stole an 18-foot smoker from a restaurant. The thieves would have stolen some meat, but they didn't want a brisket.
94KX on a Flashback Friday. Biter's Birthday Buddies with a new winner on the way in just a bit. On social media, Laura, the bands or artists you wouldn't want to fight.
Oh, my gosh.
Based on name and lyric. I don't think I'd want to fight with Britney Spears because you know that she's toxic.
There it is. Best one so far, in my personal opinion. And there are some good ones already.
All right.
Several people do not want to fight bare naked ladies.
Okay.
It's great.
I wouldn't want to fight 9-inch nails because they scratch.
Somebody said that.
There you go.
Five-finger death punch.
Wow. Okay.
There's a couple of other ones. Scorpions.
Ooh.
Poison.
Scorpions. Yeah, poison. There you go.
Slayer.
Going toe-to-toe with Sex Pistols? Not a good idea.
Just throwing it out there.
The sex pistol.
Anyway, that came back to me from my college days. I'm sorry. All right, musical birthdays today. That's a nice segue. Brian Eno is 72 years old today, one of the founding fathers of Roxy Music. He went on to be a great producer, produced Joshua Tree for U2, produced fun bands like Devo and a whole lot more. But did you know that Brian Eno is the composer of that sound your computer makes when you boot up Windows? Is that funny or what?
Somebody composed that?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, Brian Eno gets like royalty money from, you know, the computer companies every time you boot up Windows and that sound it makes. Unbelievable. Also, 84 years old today, Laura, Wavy Gravy from the Woodstock days.
Fantastic.
Wavy Gravy, that counterculture icon. Who
Peace, love, and happiness, y'all.
Yep, and he inspired the Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor as well. Wavy Gravy's real name, Hugh Romney. I think I like Wavy Gravy better.
Same, so do I.
All right, it's time to check the local celebrities, or as Tom and Laura call it,
Fighters Birthday Buddies!
Yes, happy birthday to Amber Jones from Sunbury. She's 34 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Billy Hess from McClure, 39 today.
Brittany Gardner from Northumberland played on my soccer team, and she probably she probably likes Britney Spears too. Brittany Gardner is 29 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Carol Klein from Mifflinburg, 64 today.
Cindy Coffin Myers from Shamokin Dam is the Nifty 50.
Graydon Dunkelberger turns 27.
Happy birthday to Caitlin Delp, Sunbury, 28 years old.
Jocelyn Coons from Sealands Grove is 37.
Lindsay Zimmerman, 38 years old today.
Mary Gerton from Lewisburg is 52.
Hello to Melody Neidig from Sunbury. She is the Nifty 50 today as well.
Sierra Golden turns 22 today.
Happy birthday to Terrence Brennan, Sealands Grove, 44 years old today.
Teresa Gross from Richfield turns 74.
And we got a couple on the text club, and one is Nicholas Treese, 23 years old today. Happy birthday, Nick. And I love this one. Can you wish my grandson, Jaden Fuller, a happy birthday? He's 8 years old today. And tell him Grammy loves you.
Aww. We have one messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page.
Right.
A happy 10th birthday to Isaac. It's either Eddie or Edie.
Mm-hmm.
E-D-D-Y.
Okay.
Not sure.
Yeah.
But he is from Middleburg. Attended when it was open, Midwest Elementary School, double digits tomorrow. So a happy early birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. More about that in a second. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to our text club winner this week,
yes.
Catherine Reynolds from Millmont. She
celebrates her birthday tomorrow.
What a birthday present. She just got a gift card from Biters.
Right, $100 just for texting in her birthday. So thank you to her family member who did that.
Mm-hmm.
Every single Friday, we choose someone to get $100 to Biters. You can go, you can shop. They have the best deals around. So make sure that you sign up to be a part of our birthday buddies via text at WQKX.com.
Each and every day at about this time, it's Biters.
It's Biters Birthday Buddy. On 94KX.
94KX on a Flashback Friday, this young kid from Minneapolis recorded a record where he played every single instrument and sang every single vocal track. His name was Prince. And look what's happened since. I miss that guy.
Tommy, we are playing all of your favorites this morning.
The requests are coming in, but yeah, you guys are doing it well. As a matter of fact, Rob the Sports Center just freaked out on that Henry Lee Summer. He was like, I haven't heard that song in years. And I'm like, no, me either, man. The requests are coming in and they're great. So he says he used to love to blast that song on his radio. His cassette.
Oh, that's awesome.
His cassette player. His cassette player. Back in the 80s. That's just neat.
Listen,
stuff.
We have some great comments to our Flashback Friday survey here on social media. What band would you not want to fight?
Okay.
Based on their name.
All right.
The B-52s.
Yeah, they'll just bomb you.
Right?
Okay.
Whitesnake. This person really hates snakes.
Oh, okay. Whitesnake. Great answer. Keep them coming.
Gorillas.
Gorillas.
Hailstorm.
All right.
And wait for it. Anthrax.
Amtrax, not a good idea. 94KX, Flashback Friday with Journey. It fits right in. There you go. Believe it. Tom and Laura in the morning from two locations. And we've been social mediating this morning with Laura and the bands you wouldn't want to fight. You people are blowing it up. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Some of these, the one that made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
Because, unfortunately, I've seen some of their music videos.
Uh-huh.
Insane Clown Posse.
Now, look, clowns, I have the fear of clowns. So an insane clown posse. I watched one of their videos once, and it lasted about 10 seconds. I was done. So very good.
Other good ones.
Okay.
Slaughter. Rat. Twisted Sister.
Okay.
A bunch for Nine Inch Nails and what do you call it? Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies. One of my
Bad Wolves made it.
Yeah, there you go. Because a wolf is okay, but a bad wolf, no.
And then Motley Crue.
You know, I don't know about that. Does a Motley Crue actually pose a threat in a fight? I don't know.
I mean, if you watch that documentary on them, sometimes I think they were too wasted to be good in a fight.
This is true. This is true. It started simple this morning with bands you wouldn't want to fight. There's obvious answers like the police, you know, that kind of thing. But you guys have completely blown it up on social media. Keep them coming. I'm going to go back in time, Laura, and say T-Rex.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Who'd want to fight a dinosaur? Really? You're going to lose. All right.
You know what scares me more? And it's not a band. Velociraptors. They hunt in groups.
Okay.
I'm serious.
And I don't think it's a band either.
No.
Hey, Google knows, because you've been Googling over the past quarantine weeks, what your favorite cocktail is. And we go state by state.
Yeah, there's a really cool map up on brobible.com.
Exactly. And the map makes us all proud to be Americans. Now, you have your old fashioned, you have your margarita. Some people are going hardcore with kamikazes, but you also have states. You also have states that are like, really? Like, what state was it? I'm trying to look through the list.
The Blue Hawaiian in Montana.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense at all. So
now the Manhattan in New York makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, but what do they like in Hawaii if they like the Blue Hawaiian in Montana? I don't know.
A lemon drop martini.
Ooh. Nice.
Whiskey sours, though, seem to be very popular across the U.S.
Yes, including Pennsylvania, which surprised me.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to say Yingling.
Yeah, it should have. That would have been great. Seriously. Our On the Mark host, Joe McGranahan, was talking about whiskey sours on the air yesterday. I almost drove off the road. I was like, wait, what? But he's a whiskey sour guy.
Do you know what one's hilarious?
What's that?
And this makes sense, mm-hmm. because I would need one of these if I lived there. In Alabama,
yeah.
It's the painkiller.
Yeah. I thought it would just be White Lightning. Sweet home Alabama.
That's Tennessee.
Yeah, there you go. The Whiskey Runners. My favorite was Missouri. It's gin and tonic mm-hmm. in Missouri. But Google yes. says people were actually asking for the recipe to make a gin and tonic.
What?
Okay. That's Missouri. Flashback Friday going way back. The album Pieces of Eight. Great stuff from Styx. Great requests. Keep them coming. Late Night TV flashes back to last night with the guys at home.
I saw that as restaurants reopen, many will only offer disposable menus. That's too bad. My favorite part of the meal was opening the menu and seeing all the stains from the people who ate before me.
Amazon released two new Fire tablets yesterday. For those unfamiliar, a Fire tablet is that thing you get for Christmas when you ask your grandma for an iPad.
Things are the best.
94KX, back into the 90s, they called themselves London Beat. And when they first hit the music scene, people thought they were the Bee Gees on a comeback.
They do sound a little bit like the Bee Gees.
Yes, they do. I'll never find a better Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's at home, and I'm here in the studio, and random people are just walking by. How come you're not here? Random people. I turned around. There was a police officer standing there, full uniform, wearing a gun.
What?
I said, look, I wasn't there. I didn't do it. And he just started laughing.
And he said, I'm looking for Lynn Hall. I said, she wasn't there either, and she didn't do it. He started laughing.
Exactly.
But
Don't send them my way. I wasn't there, and I didn't do it.
And then he had Sunbury Mayor Kurt Kolovich in like tow. So like I said to the mayor, I said, is he your bodyguard? You know, and he started laughing. I guess they're here to record a public service announcement, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Scared the dickens out of me though. You turn around, there's a cop staring at you. I'm like, ah.
Tom, that means you have a guilty conscience.
No, that means I've
What have you been doing recently?
Not recently. It means it's Flashback Friday, and I'm flashing back to the 80s and the things I did. You know, it's like,
I mean, that latent guilt that's hanging on, that means that you really did some stuff.
Excuse me, doctor, do you need me to go over and lay on the couch while you talk to me? It's Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. I saved this one for today because this is a serious flashback. The motor company Nissan has announced that they are killing off the brand Datsun.
Didn't you have a Datsun?
The Datsun 280Z, world's number one sports car.
Yeah.
Incredible performance. A proven, fuel-injected investment.
Datsun! Yes, I did have a Datsun. You remembered. Very good.
I did remember. What color was it?
It was a really ugly pea soup green. However, it was a little four-speed. It was faster than hell. And it was my first car I ever had, a 1969 Datsun. And I can't remember the model name. It was like a...
Wait. B210 or something. Is this the car that if you would push the brake, it almost went through the floorboards and then it caught on fire?
Yes. Yes, you remember
everything. I remember the story.
And it's the car that the headlights would randomly turn off. So
yes.
I would look for a pothole or bounce off a curb so they can turn back on. Or I would get out of the car and I would pound the hood like Fonzie and they would come back on.
And then the day it finally died, it caught on fire and you had to get a ride home.
Yes, my car caught on fire while I was driving it. I just got out. And I gave it the blessing like a priest. I gave it the final blessing. And I started walking down the highway. And I left it there. That is a true story on a Flashback Friday. I am so bummed Steve Miller Band will not be coming to Spyglass.
Ah! I know. They canceled their whole national tour. Maybe next summer. I have a feeling that Spyglass, if given the opportunity, will 100% get them back.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, Tommy's backyard is always jammed with entertainment. And you know how hard and how long it took to get Chicago there. So, yeah, he'll go after Steve Miller again. And again, it wasn't a cancellation from Spyglass as much as Steve Miller just canceled the whole tour. These are interesting times. And we just received an announcement that there have been some changes in food distribution in central Pennsylvania today. So listen up. There's a very high demand for food from the Central PA Food Bank. So they have decided to push back the times so some people who cannot get there early in the day can have their shot at some food distribution. So for today, next Friday, and the Friday after that, they have pushed back food distribution times to 3 p.m., 3 till 5 p.m. or while supplies last, and they are at the same locations, okay? The Sealands Grove Area Intermediate School, the Crotzerville Fire Company, Hope United Methodist Church, Port Trevernon, Shamokin Dam Fire Company, and the Freeburg Community Center. All right, 3 o'clock until 5, so we do want to keep Central PA fed, don't we?
I feel like this is probably the time and place to plug, if you can, make a donation.
94KX, wrapping up a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. I want to love you inside out. It's kind of disgusting if you take it literally. It's just, there's guts everywhere.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Perfect. Some things we've been doing social media this morning have gotten funny, gross, disgusting, but very funny. Our topic today, bands you wouldn't want to fight. Everything from a white snake to a twisted sister. You guys have been great. Thank you.
Okay, one last check at this on social media.
All right,
because some of these comments are amazing. It's so fun. Five Finger Death Punch made me laugh out loud again.
Yeah, there's a band a lot of people don't know of, but very effective name there, yeah.
Steel Panther.
Never heard of them, but yeah. I wouldn't want to fight any Panther.
A Flock of Seagulls.
Yes, that finished on my list because then I realized, no, maybe I would want to fight him because when you challenge him to a fight, I ran so far away. I ran.
There you go. Yeah. House of Pain, the Pussycat Dolls.
The Pussycat Dolls? You wouldn't want to fight them? Okay.
Right? I don't know. And then Rob Zombie. They got very specific.
Yeah, just the name Rob Zombie is kind of creepy. So you guys have been great on social media all morning long with that.
I do have to shout out to Jennifer Hubler.
Okay.
She commented a photo that she was listening to Flashback Friday on her 1990s Sony dual cassette radio boombox.
Sweet!
It looks awesome. You know how it had cassette A and cassette B?
Yes.
With like the two decks and the AM, FM radio?
Yeah, nothing like a little sound device that promoted pirating cassettes. You know what I mean? I mean, I loved
it. That's exactly how you recorded your favorite songs off the radio, Tom.
That's right. And then if you bought a cassette, God forbid you bought a pre-recorded cassette and you liked it, you made copies for all your friends.
Yes, you did.
So the artist made $0, but maybe you did. That is a flashback. No doubt about it. Thank you, Jennifer. We always like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Laura's digging deep for some of them and likes to get happy on a Friday.
So this one, it's happy for a Friday, but it's also a tiny bit deep.
Okay.
But this is kind of how I'm feeling right now.
All right, give it a shot.
When this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, conversations with neighbors standing close, a crowded theater, a Friday night out. The taste of communion, a routine checkup, the school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, each deep breath, even a boring Tuesday, life itself. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we wanted to be, we were called to be, we hoped to be, and may we stay that way, better for each other because of the worst.
Couldn't agree with you more. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you Monday.
Bye.